My name is Mason Gronauer. I'm 15 years old. Today is November the 21st. And I'm speaking with my grandmother, Honey Scheit. We call her Meemaw. And we're recording in Memphis, Tennessee. So first, hey, thanks for coming. Can you tell me about your parents?
My parents? Mm-hmm. Were very remarkable people. My father was a very brilliant man. My mother was fabulous with flowers, and she, on a 30-acre estate, did it all herself with helpers.
What was your childhood like when you were growing up?
My childhood was very different. I live way in the middle of the country, so I didn't have any neighbors, and I didn't see anyone very often.
Did you live on a farm, or did you live in a house in the middle of a neighborhood, or?
I lived on a big place, but not a farm. Many acres.
Can you tell me how you and Pops, that's my grandfather, excuse me, met? Can you tell me how you met Pops?
His cousin told me when I was in college to call me, and he did. And then I went to Japan in 1951, and he tried to find out where I was going to live, and it happened to be on East 72nd Street in New York, right across the street from him. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any songs that you used to sing to either your kids or that your parents sang to you? I know you love songs.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a good song. I can't really think of any songs. But I did a lot of them.
Can you tell me, did you like going to school when you were younger?
No. Oh, when I went to White Station, it was like a one-room county school, and I loved it. And then my father was in the Army, and we were in Charleston, South Carolina, and I went to this fancy school that I hated. And then we went to Charleston, West Virginia to stay with my aunt while her husband was overseas too. And I was president of the class there, and it was wonderful.
You mentioned about the Army. Was it hard, when your father or, anyone else close to you was overseas?
Yes. We missed him terribly, and we stayed in West Virginia in the winter. My uncle was overseas also, and in Memphis in the summer. And they had to dig a new well. We didn't have city water. And the well was deeper than the Sterrick Building, which was the highest building in Memphis. They had to dig and dig and dig to get it.
Can you share some important lessons that you've learned in your life?
Well, I'm not your typical grandmother. I brought Ramses the Great to this country, and then it first came to Memphis and then traveled all over the United States. I did some other unusual things, but I don't need to talk about them now.
How'd you bring Ramses the Great over?
I worked with an Egyptologist that was here. She's now the head in Boston. And I had some extra time. I'd been a number of times to the museum, and she told me to look up the head of the museum, Muhammad Salah. And so I did. Mm-hmm. And he told me about Ramses the Great, and I said, "Why can't you have it?" And he said, "Well, you can't. Do you have this, space and?" Mm-hmm. So forth, and I said, "Yes, we do." Mm-hmm. And I went all by myself in a taxi to see the objects, which was very unusual in Egypt.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about any jobs that you had when you were growing up?
I didn't have any jobs when I grew up, but I had a lot of responsibility. We were taught from childhood that philanthropy was important and that family was very important.
Mm-hmm. So what was your favorite job when you were an adult? What was your favorite job that you've had? It might not be a specific job, but it could just be like something that you've done.
Both literacy. I worked with this admiral who taught how to improve 3 years in the Navy. And I taught literacy. And can you believe at the airport there were people who didn't know how to read and write?
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Was the airport a lot different back then?
No, it was still a marvelous airport.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me how would you want people, it could be your family or just anyone you know, to remember you?
I don't think anyone will remember the things in literacy or bringing Ramses the Great both to this country, to Memphis and all over the country, but I hope I will be remembered for those two things.
Mm-hmm. Thinking about future generations and people that listen to this, is there any like advice or wisdom that you want to share with me or them?
Do in life the best you can, and don't be afraid to try something different.
Is there a certain event or something that happened in your life where that applied?
I would say bringing Ramses the Great mm-hmm. to this country would be the most remarkable, but there are other remarkable things.
Mm-hmm. What role has religion played in your life?
A huge role. I'm Jewish, but when I grew up, I didn't know anything about Judaism. And so I decided after I grew up to learn all I could, and I did.
Mm-hmm. So.
And I studied every week at what we call Torah study. Mm-hmm.
And now are you deeply involved, or is it?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Do you have what's your favorite religious holiday?
Purim.
Can you tell me why?
Because it's fun.
And why is it fun to you?
Because everybody has a good time.
That's a very big answer.
Everyone dances around. Mm-hmm. Everyone eats wonderful things. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful.
What food is usually served?
Ham and tushin. Mm-hmm. And that's like a sweet roll, sort of.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me, so I call you Meemaw. How did you get that nickname?
Meemaw, one of the grandchildren tried to say Grandma, and they ended up with Meemaw. And now I say Meemaw, hee-haw.
Do you know who it was that originally said it, or?
It may have been Lawson, mm-hmm. who never even spoke until he was two, and the first word he said was Pop. And so we call my husband Pops.
Mm-hmm. When you were growing up, was there a certain career or job that you wanted to do?
No. I always was interested in philanthropy and helping others.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me your favorite memory of me, if you have one?
My favorite memory is very funny. We said we were going to run away, and I'd run about 6 or 7 or 8, 10 feet. And the yard man would come and take me back. So I thought that was very funny.
So we travel a lot. Do you like to travel, or is it just, you know, Pops? Like?
No, I love to travel, and I love both traveling alone with Pops and as we used to do, or with our whole family, which is marvelous, over Christmas holidays.
What is your favorite place that you've been, and why?
In what?
What is your favorite place that you've been, and why? I know you've been all over.
Africa is very fascinating to me, and because when we first discovered Africa, there weren't many people that had been there, and it was very exciting, and the animals were wonderful.
Mm-hmm. How many times have you been to Africa?
Many, I can't count them.
Mm-hmm. So, you've mentioned Ramses the Great a lot. What made you want to bring him to Memphis and literacy and all that?
Oh, like, and then all over the United States. Mm-hmm. It was a very exciting thing to do. Mm-hmm. And first it came to Memphis, and then it went to Boston and all over the United States.
Mm-hmm. So, Pops, did you know any of his, like, did you know his father or his mother or anything like that?
Yes.
And what did you think of them?
I liked them. I didn't love them right away, but I liked them okay.
Mm-hmm. Where are your parents originally from?
My parents, one was from Wetumpka, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was from Selma, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
But they were very international people.
Mm-hmm. And how so were they international people? What did they do?
In Wetumpka, Alabama, in the late 1800s, they had business relations with England, France, and Germany. And that, of course, was very unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept, we had offices in maybe 20 different countries and traveled to so many.
Mm-hmm.
On business.
How did you get involved with the University of Memphis?
When I was young, I was involved with Rhodes. But the University of Memphis, I felt, needed people who cared much more than any other college around. And therefore, my husband, Pops, and I became interested in the University of Memphis. And it does so much for so many people.
Mm-hmm. So what exactly have you done for the university?
What have I done for the university? I've interviewed people.
Mm-hmm.
To be professors.
Mm-hmm.
My presence is always there. At the Rudy Scheidt School of Music,
mm-hmm.
we go often to concerts there.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite part about being involved? Is it like seeing happy students, or just, you know, talking with other people, with like the board members, or?
I would say to see happy students is a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. And why is that?
Because that's your university, is people, and happy people make a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. So what is the most, or what are the most, like, unusual things that you've done?
I think when I brought the Wonder Series, called starting with Ramses the Great and Catherine the Great and things from the Vatican, it was very remarkable. And then I went to Washington, and because the things weren't coming out of one of the museums, and I said to the head senator, if you don't and get up and call your country, we won't have the things.
And you said, like, Wonders. Is that the Ancient Wonders of the World?
No. Wonders was what started with Ramses the Great and then Catherine the Great. And we always restored in the country it came from. We restored a carriage in Russia. We restored a statue in Egypt and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me how my mom was as a, like, when you had to raise her growing up as a kid?
when all the things I did pretty much after they grew up. I traveled a lot when they were young and my mother took over. But my innovative things started later.
Mm-hmm. Like, was she like mean, or was she like hard to deal with when she was like running around the house or something?
No, she was very exact and very neat, which I wasn't, but we still got along wonderfully.
What's a story that you could tell me about you and her, or just your family in general, that I don't know about?
My mother, we lived on 33 acres, mm-hmm. and she designed all of it herself. And she went to Japan, it was like a formal garden, and then she learned from them to open everything up. And also the lake that we have, they called Elkin, who is my father, Folly, because they thought that he's crazy having a lake and living so far away.
Did you name Elk, or my uncle Elkin, after, well, I guess his name isn't Elkin. What's his name? Is it Edward?
Edward Elkin.
My uncle. Yes, is that?
And I've said Edward in case he didn't want to be called Elkin. Mm-hmm. But my father was named Elkin. And my grandmother, both grandmothers were named Helen. But Helen Elkin Hohenberg was her name. So Elkin was long in our family.
Very confusing. Did you, how has your life been different from what you imagined, like, as a teenager when you were going to grow up?
I didn't think of much as a teenager. I just was, I went away to an awful school that you were only allowed out twice a year near Boston. Now, it's the premier art and music school in the country, but back then it was very conservative. And no matter who you were, you went to the Unitarian Church in the snow, it didn't matter.
Why were you only allowed out twice a year?
Beats me. It was ridiculous.
Were you all troublemakers, or was it just
no,
random?
That was just the rule of the school in those days.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me, is there any like embarrassing story or something at school that ever happened? Because I know my mom has some interesting stories about when she went to school.
Because of the cotton business, my family had dealings all over the country, and they said we wanted to be warm, and this man sent this great big stove to the dorm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is that like one thing, the cotton business, is that one thing that like made you fall in love with Pops? Because I'm pretty sure that it wasn't his, or he, his like first job when he immigrated over, wasn't that
no,
in the cotton business?
He was a chemical engineer.
Oh yes, I forgot about that. I was thinking.
We lived in Denver. We had a wonderful time, and my father persuaded him to come here, and he said on one condition. He didn't want to hunt, and he didn't want to fish, and he's never done either one.
Do you know anything about like chemicals or anything from Pops?
Oh, no. Chemical engineer wasn't about that. He planned things. He planned architecture, sort of.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't learn that much, no.
Was it weird when Pops started working for your dad?
I'm sure it was very hard for him when mm-hmm. he first started. Mm-hmm. But later on, no.
Mm-hmm. What wars have gone on in your life?
My father was in the army, both overseas, and we were in Charleston, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And we lived what was originally the slave house, the oldest house in Charleston.
Mm-hmm. So, Were you like scared, or were you scared when, I don't know like how it was back then, but I'm sure on the radio or whatever you were hearing like about bombings and stuff like that?
Yes, we were very worried about my father and my uncle, whether they would come out alive in Europe. But of course they did.
And so for World War One, they were like serving over there, right?
No, that's World War Two.
Oh, that was, oh yes.
Sorry. World War One, my father's was in.
Tell me about, if there are any, some traditions that like have been passed down through our family.
Yes. A lot of them through Pops, learning about Jewish things became a tradition in our family.
So, is there anything like any food recipe or any like just like sitting down during Thanksgiving, something like that?
I learned about what we call rolls. And they, and Jewish people didn't call them rolls that we served. And many Jewish foods I never heard of before.
So I asked you about like your legacy kind of earlier. What do you see is like our family's legacy, like you and Pops and then Elkin and everyone else pretty much?
What?
Like, what do you see as the Scheidt family legacy, just in total, like everyone?
I would say everyone is interested in giving and helping.
That's all. Is there anything else like that you see as our legacy?
And the tradition of giving and helping and the tradition of Judaism.
So I've heard that about like during the Nazis and all that, how Pops and his father and mother, you know, had to escape. Can you tell me like anything about that? Because I'm not really, you know.
Yes. In those days, to come to America, you had to have a sponsor, and to be able to leave the country, you had to pay a lot of money to leave.
Can you tell me where they were originally from? Like
my parents
are, or Pops and his parents.
They were from Germany, Bremen, I believe.
And did you ever like hear him when he was like working for your dad, or like early back then when he was like in America? Did you ever hear him talk about any of like his times, like having to escape Germany?
Absolutely. He talked about it often when he was a boy and was beat up. And it so happened he was trying to limp home the best he could. And my grandmother's hairdresser came by on a motorcycle and took him home.
This is probably never a question that you've gotten before, but do you ever feel like you've done so much and you've already talked to me about that, but does Pops get more recognition than you? And is it like, are you in the shadows, I guess? I don't know the specific term.
At first, he was in my shadow because I'd done so much. Then I was in his shadow because then he did so much.
And what are some things that he did?
He did a lot for the University of Memphis. He was a very brilliant person and never forgot anything.
What are some of your favorite things to do nowadays? Like go to Tiger games? I don't know what you like to do really nowadays, but...
I just went to a Tiger game that was fabulous. And we went into double overtime, and that was marvelous. And I like to read and paint.
I've never seen you paint before. That's.
Haven't you ever seen a painting I did?
No, I haven't.
I think there's one hanging in this house. I know there is.
Okay, you'll have to show me after this.
Yes.
Did you learn to paint from your parents, or did you just do it on your own?
No, my grandmother was a beautiful artist that did wonderful portrait sort of work. And my mother was a beautiful, like, impressionist artist. Mm-hmm. And I'm more modern now. I wasn't in the beginning.
Can you tell me something about your grandparents? Because obviously I wasn't old enough to, you know, because I wasn't alive yet to know them.
My grandparents, my grandfather on one side, on the Kaiser side, mm-hmm. ran a beautiful store and had beautiful things in it. Mm-hmm. And when he went to New York wholesale, they loved him. They, Mr. Isidore this and Mr. Isidore that.
Can you tell me, so you have, is it 5 kids? I don't know how many kids. What, was that one of the happiest moments of your life, either having your kids?
Yes and no. Yes, it was wonderful having the kids. Yes, it was a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm. I didn't do many of the things I've done until after they were big.
Mm-hmm. And so, was there, after Susan was born, she was the first, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you were, thinking about having a kid before you had kids, was there a certain, amount that you wanted, if you wanted any at all?
I did want children, but I didn't think about how many I would want. I knew I would want at least 2.
Mm-hmm. What are you most proud of my mom, Helen?
Your mom is the kindest, sweetest person I ever knew. Mm-hmm. And she does so many wonderful things for me and everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Is she your favorite? You probably don't want to admit that.
I don't want to admit it. But yes, she's my favorite.
So, now that you have grandkids and now great-grandkids, it's crazy. Is there, do you feel old? I mean, you don't look old, obviously, but do you, feel like it's just...
No. I feel just as young as I always did because I stay very active and enjoy life. And I was just with the great-grandchildren and enjoyed them, too.
Do you like playing with Georgie and all them and, singing songs with them?
Singing songs with them. I'm not good at playing with them.
So, if you could choose any career, that you could do right now, because I know there's, obviously you're not going to be playing basketball or anything. But if you could choose any career, what would you pick?
Museum director.
And why would you pick that?
Because I knew a lot about art and still do.
Is that because of your parents or grandparents?
No. I think when I traveled to so many different countries, I learned even more about art. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I didn't know how to pronounce the name, but I learned so much by going there to museums in Europe and Asia.
You've been, pretty much all over the world. Is there a place that you haven't been that you want to go, and why would you want to go there?
No, there's a place I haven't been, but I don't desire to go there. That's New Zealand.
Why don't you want to go there?
It's too much like America and too far.
So, have you... From going to, Europe and Asia and all that, is there any, things that you've learned from over there that you've, installed in your life? Is there any, lessons that you've, seen Europeans or whatever do that is interesting?
I learned a lot of food in Europe and also in Asia. And I learned a lot of cosmopolitan things in Europe. And in Asia, I learned a calmness that I didn't know before.
Was that like meditation, or was that just in general calmness?
In general.
Mm-hmm. So you've been to Africa many times. When you get there and then you see, you know, maybe you have something that they've never seen before, because I know when I went, they had never seen like a Polaroid camera. Does that just like make your day, just when you see like your impact on
that people? It's very rare, but yes. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful when you can make an impact on people.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you'd like to tell me that, so if this was, you know, our last, you know, time talking together, that you would want me to know?
I want you to grow up to be the best person you can, to enjoy life, to give of yourself in every way you can.
All right. Love you. Thank you for letting me interview you.
I love you too.